This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Positive update on Brock Purdy. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Brock Purdy and most of the 49ers were sidelined against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday, Pearl, and it was ugly. Green Bay won that game going away, and it looks like the 49ers season is basically hanging on by a thread. So here was Kyle Shanahan yesterday giving you an update on Brock Purdy. He said that he did some light throwing, and there is no pain.
He did some light throwing today, and it went all good. You know, he had, you know, we didn't push it that hard, but did some light throwing, which was a good sign that the pain hadn't come back, and we'll rest it tomorrow and see how he feels as the week goes.
Okay, more from Shanahan. Now, it was a Jay Glazer report on Sunday that Purdy had gotten a second MRI, which had not been previously disclosed. Here's Shanahan on that.
Yes, it's true. I mean, most guys get, we always get more than one. When you get one and it seems all right, then you have some pain later in the week, so you get another one to make sure you didn't miss anything. And so that's what he did, I think, after the Thursday practice.
Kyle, what is the nature of his injury?
Shoulder.
Okay. So shoulder, quarterback, never a good sign, bro.
Did he say what's the nature of his injury? Shoulder? Or yeah. We knew it's a shoulder. Thanks. Yeah, by the way, you teased an optimistic report. The quarterback's doing light throwing on a Monday, and he's going to be out there winging it on a Sunday? That sounds kind of scary.
Well, shoulder.
At least he's out there actually throwing, because last Thursday the shoulder locked up to a point where he couldn't even throw, and that's why he sat out. This is the problem. Kyle Shanahan, and maybe no coach, but Kyle Shanahan does not get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to injury updates, because we were told that Christian McCaffrey would have been ready to go week one if it had been a playoff game, and didn't see him for another 2 months until week 10. So I don't know. If I'm a 49er fan, I'm not all of a sudden saying, whew, like dodged a bullet there. Who knows? And the worst messenger for all of this injury stuff has been Kyle Shanahan. So I'm not going to back off, and I don't know if any of us are going to back off thinking that the 49ers season is likely over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, forget, Purdy is one issue. The other issue is obviously Nick Bosa, who, even when he's out there, doesn't seem to be able to last a whole game. Their defense, how this defense fell apart so quickly. I guess Dre Greenlaw is practicing now, but you can't. This is designed with Brock Purdy, a quarterback. You need a top half of the league defense. So generally, like, everything seems to be falling apart. It is 2020 all over again, when injuries just gutted them after their first Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs. They came out and, you know, it's the Nick Mullins year, I call it. They just did not. They lost Bosa in week two and everything fell apart. So yeah, I just think injuries is the bottom line. They just can't overcome this, because even when they get one guy back, another guy goes down.
Now, if I believed Kyle Shanahan, yeah, let's envision a world where Kyle Shanahan is, and any coach, and we're talking about Shanahan now, but I get this applies to everybody. Let's just imagine a world where he's telling the truth and that this is going to be fine and Purdy's going to be fine, and he's missed time before, and he's come back and played well. So this is not crazy. But if he was actually 100%, this is a team that's still only a game out of first in the loss column. They're 5-6. It's not like this is one of these two-win teams and three-win teams, not the Panthers. They're still the San Francisco 49ers, and the rest of the division doesn't look like it's all that dominant. It's not like they play in a division playoff with the, you know, Detroit Lions sitting there just mowing guys down. If I actually believe that Purdy was going to be healthy, I think there could be a chance. I can't get myself to trust Kyle Shanahan because they were so deceptive, I think, about the McCaffrey injury that they have lost the benefit of the doubt in terms of being honest about injuries.
Yeah, but even, by the way, if you think Purdy is back, like, what do you think he's going to do? Like, is it, I mean, I think even, it's not like.
Play better than Brandon Allen?
Play better than Brandon Allen, but what about all the other guys?
Well, listen, you need McCaffrey to come back and round into form, and I don't know if that's a pipe dream now or he's just injured and we're just going to see this 3 yards a carry McCaffrey, yeah, or 2.5 yards a carry McCaffrey.
But even bigger than that, what's wrong with Debo? Is he just old or is he hurt?
Well, here's the thing about Debo. Debo, to me, could be one of those Travis Kelce situations where it looks pretty bleak in the regular season, and then all of a sudden in the playoffs, he's taking balls out of the backfield. He's being Debo again. He's coming up for big first downs. Like, I would like to think that Kyle Shanahan is still super creative, and Debo is the ultimate joystick. Like, you can just do anything with him or put him anywhere. So I'm not totally writing off that Debo is not going to have a big moment, or that he wouldn't be big in a playoff game.
Debo Samuel averaged 6.1 yards per carry last year during the regular season. He is averaging 2.9 yards per carry this year. His yards per game as a receiver are way down. And just eyeball it. Like, dude can't get around the edge at all. There's very few defenders who cannot outrun Debo Samuel right now. If that happens, I would be utterly shocked. Also, he can't catch, by the way. The interception on Brandon Allen was right through his hands.
855-212-4227. I mean, everything was going wrong in that Packer game. Leland is our Sacramento-based 49er fan. Good morning, Leland.
Good morning, Maggie. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
Anyway, so I think the 49ers are not going to be contenders, you know, for the rest of the season. And if we look over their remaining schedule, there are three teams I don't think they're going to get by. They're not going to get by the Bills. They're not going to get by the Lions. And they're not going to get by Miami either. Those are three really good teams that are peaking. And if they lose three more times, that's just going to be too many losses, you know, to get into the playoffs or even contend in the playoffs. Even if they squeak into the playoffs, they're such a bad team right now, they'll get eliminated in that very first round. And here's a few problems that I see with the 49ers. Sorensen hasn't elevated the defense this year. The play calling lacks creativity. They blitz one or two times, you know, a game. The offense continues to have problems getting into the end zone. They get carved, you know, the defense gets carved up. These are big problems. And I just don't see it happening.
I get it. And I totally understand the bar was set so high for the 49. It couldn't be higher. Right. And thank you for the call. The bar is Super Bowl or bust. But here's where I'm going to give you a little bit of some silver linings. Game in Buffalo, is that going to be tough? Yes. Are you at a coaching advantage? You are. Chicago, the Rams at Miami. Again, you're at a coaching advantage. Like, Kyle Shanahan birthed Mike McDaniel. You know, like, I think that the master can always beat the pupil. And I don't think Miami's playing that great. Miami is playing better. And they happen to face some pretty bad teams recently. So let's see what happens when Miami goes to Green Bay. And then Detroit, listen, Detroit's going to be hard. Again, you might be at the coaching advantage. Dan Campbell's pretty good, but you beat him last year, and you staked him to a 3-score lead, and you still beat him.
It's not just Dan Campbell. It's Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, and Aaron Glenn. There's no coaching advantage.
They beat him last year.
Yeah, I mean, and that was close. The Lions are a different team now. It doesn't matter. I mean, they can't win without Bosa. They can't win without Purdy. There's no, you need your players to be healthy. So I know what you're saying. This feels
but
like
Purdy could be back. Again, we have to believe Shanahan that he's telling us the truth. And has anyone even said when Bosa could be back? This is not a season-ending injury.
Yeah, but you've watched him this year. How many times does he go down to that midsection hip area? I just like they're 5-10 without Bosa all time. And they're basically win 80% of their games with him. And it's not just, it's all of them. It's Debo. You could say, like, remember last year they lost a few games because Trent Williams and Debo went out.
Yep.
They can't win without Debo. They can't win without Bosa. They're not great without Kittle. And they need McCaffrey. Like, there's just so many factors. They need all these guys. It feels like we're 0-5 on the key players.
855-212-4227 if you want to weigh in on the 49ers. We mentioned Green Bay just quickly. So Green Bay, obviously, one of the three hosts for the Thanksgiving games on Thursday. I'm just looking up the quick weather report. Now, clear as a bell, up until Thursday, it was going to be sunny yet cold. High of 30 today, Perloff, to our friends in Green Bay, but partly cloudy and a lot of sunshine. Thursday, well, that's where the yucky stuff starts coming in. So we're looking at a high of, right now they're saying 33, but it looks like the chance of snow at the moment just hovering around 25%. The low, though, so the high is 33. The low, 20 degrees with scattered snow flurries and showers.
Yeah, I mean, what's the number for Tua? It's 40, right? Where he hasn't won over 40 or
40 below degrees.
40. Yeah. You know, Tua said, "I'm going to kill some narratives." I think. How about this scenario? The Chiefs game in the playoffs last year, where the Dolphins lost, was so cold that anything compared to that feels relatively warm, they're not freaked out by the cold weather.
I like that. Now that was what, 20 degrees below. So that was,
yeah,
they should have never played that game. It was so stupid that they did that. But yeah, you're right. He's now felt as cold as basically it will ever be in his life.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting game. If you're the Packers, you want to just run it right down the throat of the Dolphins and use Josh Jacobs to control the game. I like the Packers at home. If this game was in Miami and it wasn't cold, I would probably like the Dolphins. Because you watch a lot of the Packers, like, don't they feel like they're dying to lose a game at some point?
Yeah, they're not a buttoned-up operation. You know, they can be sloppy at times. They miss plays. Here's some all-time numbers for you. So when the temperature is 23 degrees or colder, Miami is 3-7 all-time. And Miami has won only once since 1992. That's 32 years ago when it's 23 degrees or colder.
So I wonder if...
It was 10 degrees, I'm sorry. In 2008, the Dolphins did win at Kansas City 38-31. It was 10 degrees.
Yeah, I wonder, is that the high? So you said between 23 and 33. What time is game time? That's a late game, right?
8:15 p.m. Eastern cutoff. And by the way, Tua, you mentioned it, an 0-7 record when the temperature is 40 degrees or colder.
This is going to be a disappointing Thanksgiving because the Lions are going to blow the doors off the Bears, and then no one is. If you watch Giants Cowboys and you have a serious football addiction problem, and then this game is going to be a muckety muck. We're not going to see Tua slinging it around with Jordan Love. So what are you giving me, Maggie? You're giving me nothing to watch on Thanksgiving. I'd have to watch. Is Mississippi playing Mississippi State? What is going to happen here?
10.5-point favorite. That's the Lions over the Bears at the noon game, noon Eastern time. And then I disagree with you. I mean, Cowboys, Giants, people are going to watch that game. It's 4:30, though, and our family eats at 4. So that's going to be tough for me.
I want to I'll tell you right now, take that game tape and have Elon Musk put it in a rocket and send it to Venus because it's going to be hot garbage at best. That's an optimistic view. That is going to be one of the worst played football games you'll ever see. And yeah, I love Caleb Williams. I do not see this going well for the Bears. So we have this Packers Dolphins game to look forward to, and I don't know if it's going to be enjoyable.
I mean, you get a good Black Friday game, maybe. Although Chiefs Raiders,
Raiders. Oh my God.
Okay, of the three Thanksgiving games, gave you there: Lions Bears, Giants Cowboys, and Packers Dolphins. Which one do you think is going to be the best game?
The Puppy Bowl.
That's Super Bowl, Manny. Yeah. It doesn't happen until February.
Well, Dolphins.
It's got to be Packers, Dolphins. That is interesting.
But do you think the Dolphins are going to no-show because it's going to be so cold?
I feel like the Packers play sloppy football, and that could make this more interesting than it probably should be. Because even in a game where, you know, again, Tom Brady, he has his issues, but I thought one thing he kept mentioning in that game that I thought was good during that Niners game was, despite the fact that they're winning, they're throwing a lot of, you know, near interceptions, guys are dropping the ball. Like, they're not a button-up team at all. They have a lot of wins, but they're sloppy. So there's a chance that they keep the Dolphins in the game, and the Dolphins have enough playmakers where they could make it interesting. I know it's going to be cold, but something tells me that the Packers may not dominate the way we think.
I don't understand. Like, Tom Brady gave everybody the blueprint of what you're supposed to do in these cold weather games. He used to wear a scuba suit, right?
Yeah.
Dude's from California, then played in Michigan, so he got obviously exposed to the cold weather, and then he goes to New England. Why doesn't everyone wear the scuba suit? Why isn't Tua in a scuba suit?
I don't know.
Do we not know that he is?
I don't know. Maybe he was, but he should be.
I've never worn a scuba suit. Do you have enough flexibility to play quarterback? I would imagine that would sort of restrict your arm movement.
Well, you got to find the right one, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I've never worn a scuba suit. I don't like open water.
You know why I kind of like the Dolphins? Is it's a desperation game. They're 5-6. Like, they can't afford any losses, where the Packers feel like they're 8-3 and don't look like they have the urgency right now. And they got to avoid Christian Watson. Man, you talk about sloppy play in the interceptions. He's a problematic target every time he goes down the field.
Big drop. But it didn't end up mattering because the Packers easily handled the 49ers. Rich is in California, has a thought on the Niners. We're wondering if we wrote them off a little bit too quickly, considering the positivity around Purdy's shoulder. Hey, Rich, how are you?
I am well, and yourself? Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you. Same to you.
The question that I have is, if the goal is to win a Super Bowl with the current crew that you've got, and considering the injuries and the age on that crew, at what point does making the playoffs become counterproductive?
Meaning you need to rebuild, so you're going to try and make it last too long if you make the playoffs? Is that what you mean, Rich?
If you go deep into the playoffs, do you risk injuring McCaffrey and a lot of these other guys for no particular reason?
No, come on. You can't think like that. I'm a big tank guy, and even I wouldn't do that.
Well, I'm just simply saying, just getting to the playoffs, if the goal is the Super Bowl, getting to the playoffs is fine, but if you can't hang with the Lions and the Packers and that ilk, what point is there?
I know. I guess, Rich, then that would be the case to shut it down right now. Shut Purdy down, shut Bosa down, shut McCaffrey down, shut them all down now and regroup for next year.
But why do you think they couldn't hang, if they get healthy enough to make the playoffs, and they're healthy enough to beat Detroit or Green Bay or Philadelphia? They basically have to get healthy to make the playoffs in the first place. Why wouldn't they be able to hang with Detroit?
Well, I don't know. What I saw this weekend didn't seem to think that they could hang with, you know, Detroit Junior High School.
Yeah, Detroit Mercy.
The Detroit Lions.
No, I get that. But again, to Perloff's point, if you do get healthy and you make the playoffs, well, now you're healthy. Right? And
right,
thank you, Rich, for the call. So now you're healthy. Now it's a new ball game. I thought where your mind was, you make another playoff run, that means you got to run it back with everybody.
Right, exactly. You actually started off the year saying, I wonder if this is it for the Niners. Is this the last year of their Super Bowl window? Now that's a very important question. I mean, I think they extended with a new quarterback next year. And I think we all know who that is. Just bring Aaron Rodgers to San Francisco. We need the content. Come on, baby.
Wait, whose window is Aaron Rodgers extending right now? Like, that's not a thing.
Wait till he comes back. He's going to be a different quarterback after 2 years after the Achilles. It always happens that way. Okay.
By the way, the jumping off of the Purdy Express has been lightning fast.
I'll take Purdy on the team, too. I'd bring them both.
That doesn't work that way.
They had Jimmy G and Purdy at the same time and cobbled it together and got to the NFC title game.
Yeah, but one of those guys wasn't making $60
million. Purdy's also much better than Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm thinking. Rodgers not going to be the backup.
Telling you right now, EJ, I saw it with Favre. There's a new Aaron Rodgers coming next year. Maybe in Minnesota, just like Favre.
Honestly, Perloff did nail this with the Rodgers-Favre stuff.
They're the same person. I don't even know if they're not physically the same person. It's some kind of sci-fi movie where Brett Favre has inhabited Aaron Rodgers.
Brett Favre.
If the Vikings didn't have J.J. McCarthy, you know this would have happened.
They still might do it.
It's funny, like, Perloff, when you first said that, you're like, you called this a year and a half ago. You're like, Rodgers going to do the same thing. And I'm like, no, that's not true. Rodgers going to stick around a lot longer. in New York? Maybe not.
I know. I mean, it seemed like in the middle of last week, the narrative was he's done. Now maybe people have come back a little bit because he is playing this week.
Yeah, we'll get into Rodgers in a little bit. 855-212-4227, though, if you want to weigh in on the 49ers. Some positive updates on Purdy, but is it enough? And will it be enough to get them into the postseason? And that doesn't even sound like what the 49er fans want right now to be in the postseason, quite frankly. Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment.
All right, Maggie, this is the best time of year because we got football, we got basketball, we got esports. It's all heating up, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching all these sports. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. So simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. What are you thinking tonight, Mag?
Okay, well, I love Prize Picks because I've never had the thought in my life before to pair Chris Paul more than 9.5 points with the wide receiver from Buffalo, the Bulls,
the college team, right?
J.J. Jenkins, more than 69.5 receiving yards. This would have never popped into my head, but with Prize Picks, I just did two clicks, and here I am ready to go. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. You get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code M&P, M&P on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Back on Maggie and Perloff, is this a Darius Rucker version of Wagon Wheel?
That's right.
I'll say it for Perloff. He and Darius Rucker, very good friends.
Personally, no, we're not very good friends. He is the greatest guy on earth. Makes me want to root for the Dolphins on Thursday night.
But the Dolphins made him cry.
Yeah, I know. What a real sports fan. That's a great song that has been covered by pretty much everybody now. Where were we?
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff show.
Oh, you just said you had a heated debate with Manny in the break room.
It was in the bathroom.
Okay. I was trying to save you there.
Yeah. Did you like the Chargers uniforms last night? I said I watched mainly because of the uniform to start. It's SoFi Stadium, looks really good on TV. Then you get these dark blue uniforms with white helmets. Super cool. I thought it was a great TV product. Fun game, lots of players to watch, lots of stars.
Ravens win, by the way, if you're just waking up.
Manny was disappointed because there was no powder blue from the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, the navy blue yellow look from the Chargers just doesn't scream Chargers to me. When I think of the Chargers, go Chargers, go. I think of the light blue, the powder blue with the yellow, with the little Danian Tomlinson look. You know what I'm talking about?
Who was go Chargers? Was that an Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Go Chargers, go.
I remember that.
Oh, I don't remember that. What movie is that?
It was the governor
of California. Go
he
Chargers.
Was a politician, by the way.
The fact that Manny even knows that.
I guess it was after 2000. That's why I know it.
Manny, no clue who Ronald Reagan is. Arnold Schwarzenegger knows every public policy that he was behind.
That's not an actor. That's a politician to me.
It is Chargers. Not a tumor.
Yeah, well done. I think we found the one accent that Perloff could do.
Yeah, everybody could do Arnold Schwarzenegger. But is anyone else here have a problem with the Chargers dark blue? I think it's super cool. I think they are probably the best overall uniform team in the league. Powder blue is number one.
Are they the best uniform team in the league? I think the Seahawks have some pretty cool uniforms. I like the dark blue. Ugh. What? What do you guys just pile on me?
Everyone likes the 90s Seahawks, the Cortez Kennedy Seahawks.
Those are great.
Those are the ones people want them to wear, not those navy blue ones with the neon green.
I like them all.
I do like those, but they're not as cool as the ugly 90s one. But that's not as iconic as the Chargers. The powder blue? Come on.
That booger green that the Eagles wear, that's also a pretty good look on them.
No, it's Kelly Green.
Oh, excuse me. I thought it was booger green.
Kelly Green is super cool. Listen, I'm such a dork. I'd go Color Rush.
No. Stop.
What is going on there? These uniform takes are driving me crazy. We all know that the best uniforms all happened between 1985 and 1994.
That's before
all
history.
NFL teams should just go back to those color schemes and those logos and we'd be sure.
That's I was going to call it BM before Manny, but I'm like, that doesn't sound right. You know, I actually think when they started to bring them back this year, the Denver Broncos ones are so sick.
They're all great.
Oh, the Broncos are gorgeous.
I like the
Broncos' new ones too. The best one ever is Jaguars half a helmet, one color, half helmet, the other. The Harvey Dent Jaguars, or the Jaguars brown pants.
No,
the worst one, and I might as well keep on the Giants' season-opening century uniforms were the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen in my entire life.
They were, but I have a thought about those. Those were meant to be enjoyed on a black and white TV. That's how old they are. Because it's the same with the Packers. Like when they go back to the Acme ones, and the colors are just all weird. It's yellow and brown.
Steelers Bumblebee ones, which are actually black and white. I miss those. Yeah, nobody's in the Color Rush. I mean, who cares?
What's that was the worst era of NFL uniforms.
Color Rush game when I was in Buffalo. Yeah, it was the Giants against the it was the Jets against the Bills, and apparently the colorblind people couldn't see a dang thing.
Yeah, a rough one.
Are you guys, if you had a vote between the Oregon crazy change your uniform every week or old school Penn State classic, are you more a classic uniform or the bright neon?
In college, give me all the alternates. In the NFL, give me the classics.
College, I like simple. I like Penn State.
I see. I don't mind alternates anytime. Like I was watching the Lions play this weekend against the Colts. Or no, I'm sorry, it was the Colts with the dark black helmets with the blue horseshoe on it. I was like, that's cool. I didn't even think about that.
Hated that one.
Really?
Oh,
it just
didn't seem
like appropriate for a day game. It felt like more of a night game, but they're in a dome anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's called Indiana Knights, too.
Yeah.
That's the name of the uniform. They're playing it at 1 p.m.
I never mind a black alternate. I like those alternate uniforms.
Anthony Richardson looks so cool in any uniform. Like, he made that pop. I totally agree with you.
I thought it was inspired.
It was weird, though, that they all had, I know the C was for Colts, but they all had a C on their jersey, which meant, for a while, I was like, wait a minute. Is that guy a captain? I didn't think he was a captain. Wait, that guy's a captain, too? And then I saw, I don't know, Queedy Pay. I was like, oh, that guy definitely is a captain because he has the actual captain thing on. So you had guys with two C's on their jerseys. I feel like they really didn't think that through.
Wait, what happens on Thanksgiving? I think people wear alternate uniforms often, right? We're going to see some weird
throwbacks. Lions usually wear their
Barry Sanders throwback.
Yeah, it's no helmet decal, plain jerseys.
Actually,
great look.
Maggie, you got me a little excited. So you think the Bears might hang in there? Because I need a good game on Thanksgiving. I need this. I need something in my life here.
I thought 10.5 seemed a little bit high, but to be fair, we should have just been betting the Lions spread this whole time. They've just been absolutely destroying teams. It hasn't even been close.
Bears played the Lions really well last year. They should have beat them in Detroit, and it wasn't for some Matt Eberflus nonsense. And they crushed them in Chicago.
See it coming.
Look at some of these scores, though. Like, they beat Seattle 42-29, Dallas 47-9, Minnesota, well, that was a close one, Tennessee 52-14, Green Bay by 10, Houston.
Yeah, but that's a lot of
52-6 against the Jags.
That's a lot of weird quarterback situations that they've faced. I mean, honestly, they obviously should have lost that game to the Texans when Goff threw five picks. The Texans gifted them that game. So you never know. That was, by the way, the name of my band in college. Some weird Matt Eberflus plays. What did you say?
Matt Eberflus nonsense.
Matt Eberflus nonsense. That's a Swedish punk band.
Yeah, sounds like garage band. Started UVM.
Your disdain for Matt Eberflus right there is awesome.
Because the Bears could be okay, and this guy is still the head coach. That's why.
How about Troy Aikman last night caping for Todd Monken should be high on everyone's list to get a head coaching job, the Ravens offensive coordinator.
More yards per play than any team in NFL history. They're killing it. More yards per play than any team in NFL history. Monken makes sense. Yeah, we were just looking at before the show. He was head coach at Southern Miss before he went to Georgia. I know you're nervous. You don't love the offensive guru as the head coach always.
Well, I get why the Bears would do it. You're probably not going to bring another defensive head coach. I get the flip-flop there.
Would you go Ben Johnson, the young guy, though?
Yeah, but, I'm sick of waiting around for this guy. Either you want to date us or you don't, He's going to be super picky. I don't know if he's going to want to go to the Bears. I can't wait around. I want someone who also wants me. You know, can't just be this unrequited love all the time with Ben Johnson. Who are you? I'm just kidding. He's very talented. Is he head coaching material, though? I have no idea.
Good looking dude. I could see this.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, and it's our job.
You just described everything that was wrong with me dating from 2005. No, the opposite. It's like, I don't care if you want me. I'll be the 15th pick.
Well, I mean, most of us are
just happy to be mentioned. Yeah, just happy to be in the conversation.
Thanks for nominating me.
But doesn't everybody always want the person who doesn't like them? Like, you want the unattainable. That's why Ben Johnson is right now such a hot item, because he keeps saying no.
He cracked the code. He realized, like, you know what? I can't be too available.
He's playing the game.
He's flirting with her friend.
Yeah, like, you know, the girl in my high school core. It was like, I'm not feeling this.
And you're like, I'll never see it coming. I want you double now.
Yeah, exactly. It worked.
I mean, the best way to get a team to like you is pretend you don't like the team. He's like, he's going to go into those interviews. He's like, you guys are okay.
It's like, I'm sorry, where are the Bears located? Oh, Chicago.
Yeah, the owner's going to be like, fall head over heels. Like, wow, he doesn't want to be here. He must be really good.
We laugh track, but it's true. Bogus has headlines for us. What's up?
These ones are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone. That's not the right one. Stand by.
Don't protect
Standing
any
by.
Of that
It's
stuff.
My Monday. Headlines
by.
Are sponsored.
How was that goose show?
By
How was the Madison Square Garden the other night?
Staying long and straight on the golf course is easier than ever with PXG clubs. Take your game to a whole new level and save $10 per club at pxg.com/football. And use code football. The
Mom,
Ravens,
Dad, back to you.
Aggressive last night in L.A. John Harbaugh's offense went for it on fourth down three times, converted all three. Derrick Henry on the confidence from their head coach.
Believing that we're going to get the job done, and we believe that we will as well. So, you know, we just was confident that we will end up converting on that on those fourth downs, and did a great job blocking, and you know, all we had to do was make a play, and we did.
The fourth down was the gutsiest, fourth and one from their own 16. Baltimore let the two-minute warning hit. We assumed they were going to punt, but they came back from the timeout with a direct snap to tight end Mark Andrews to extend the drive, and then did this five plays later.
Zay Flowers goes in motion. Lamar takes the snap. Deep drop, steps up, going deep. At the five, at the goal line, Bateman is there. He makes the catch! Touchdown, Rashad Bateman! Oh, what a play!
And that's Ravens radio. Bateman making the catch in the end zone through pass interference while falling down. His team eventually won the game 30-23 after spotting LA the first 10 points of the night. They ran for 212 yards with 140 coming from Henry. Chargers running back J.K. Dobbins did not play after halftime, after hurting his left knee. Let me get this out of the way right now. The Knicks looked decent last night.
Cross the corner, and Anunoby puts it up. Puts it in! A career-high 38 for OG Anunoby. A brilliant shooting performance here in Denver.
That's Mike Breen on MSG. Anunoby finishing with 40. Jalen Brunson had 23 plus 17 assists, and Karl-Anthony Towns had 30 points and 15 boards, all on a 145-118 rout of the Nuggets in Denver. Nuggets head coach Michael Malone was asked if this is a game you can just flush away.
No, we're not flushing. You don't flush when you get embarrassed. You don't flush when you gave up 145 points. You don't flush when you didn't play hard, didn't play with effort, didn't play with physicality. I'm not flushing anything.
So there's that.
I hope that's not his policy in life.
We broke him. Yay!
Well, did you break him or did they break themselves? Because here's Jamal Murray's theory on why they were not good last night.
We just beat L.A. in L.A. Got some guys that are live in L.A., you know, so stayed in L.A. And like I said, I don't think the focus was there from everybody.
So dude stayed in L.A. Saturday night, had some fun, played a bad NBA game Monday. That's much like me being out too late Saturday and Sunday and reading the wrong liner 5 minutes ago. It's almost the same
bogus
thing.
Bogus pulled the Nuggets is what you're telling us? Yeah.
Flush it away, Bogus. Flush it away.
Nuggets pulled a Bogus.
No flushing,
Let's flip
Bogus.
It. No flushing, Bogus. By the way, does Mike Malone realize that quote could easily be taken out of context for the rest of his life?
I hope
there will
so.
Be no flushing here.
I hope he was having some fun with that, but knowing him, he's super serious.
Yeah.
Well, we just had the Syracuse football coach, as long as he doesn't shower if they
Fran
lose.
Brown.
So yeah. Here's Mike Malone just leaving dirty toilets everywhere.
He said he didn't earn a shower.
And Rizzy is over there clogging toilets at the Superdome.
Oh, yeah. What's up with coaches these days?
We have big water shortage, too. We got a note from our school district there. We got to save water right now. So
still,
maybe
it rained for 36 hours in the New York City area.
Oh, maybe it was last week.
It was. They sent out one to us, too. It was it's yellow, let it mellow type of thing.
Did they say that?
Uh-huh. Well, not really, but yeah.
Or it's implied.
They implied it.
Oh.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
You've never heard this before?
No.
You never heard that, Bogus?
Nope.
Well, do you know the second part of it?
No. If I don't know the first, I don't know the second.
If it's brown,
I'm not saying that word.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah.
You've never heard that?
Nope, never heard that. But along those same lines, I call BS on those toilets that have like the two different flush buttons.
Go ahead.
Like one for two. Yeah, I don't think there's any difference.
Why?
And I just don't believe it. I've used both buttons. I don't see what we're not saving water.
One has more water. It says 1.9 gallons.
I disagree.
The other says 3.8.
Why would they lie about that?
I don't know. I think it's a scam.
By who? Big toilet?
Yeah, big water.
Kohler.
Big porcelain.
big potty. Yeah. Sorry. I have a 5-year-old in our house. It's still the potty.
You have me and Perlov and Manny and EJ.
Many 5-year-olds.
One elementary school to the next. One pre-K to the next.
It's like a daycare. Mom, Dad, back to you.
Basically.
Wow, I am now really thinking about this. Is this whole multiple flush thing just a myth? You've used both, though. You've had situations where you've risked it. You're like, I'm going to try the low usage thing just to see if it all works.
More that when I hit the low one, I don't think it's that low.
I'm not sure, Maggie, you experience. Do you guys have
this? No, I understand this. Do I experience? Yes, I'm familiar with this type of
women's
toilet.
Bathrooms also have two.
Yeah, we even have our own bathrooms, guys.
Women's bathrooms have toilets?
No, we just go in there and hang out.
They don't go to the bathroom.
Count to 100
they're ladies.
And walk out. There's no actual toilets in there. Everyone knows we don't actually go to the bathroom. It's a myth.
What's that line at everything at the movie and plays for then? That's the one thing about women's bathrooms.
We have to check our makeup.
The line is crazy.
I know. This is why as a woman going to a sporting event is the ultimate amazing thing. I'm waltzing in, waltzing out. Everything's just it's green lights everywhere.
That's how I feel when I go to a Broadway show.
Exactly.
Or a music, especially a
club or a restaurant or anywhere where men go to the bathroom in 30 seconds and it takes women 5 minutes. Yeah. You don't understand. We've got complicated things going on.
Oh, we get it.
I don't think you understand. We have complicated things going on.
I don't know. You guys are out in and out lickety-split. I don't think it's that complicated.
I just remember as a kid going to Veterans Stadium, first of all, it wasn't anything that was in the bathroom was game to use as a bathroom. So basically sinks, trash cans, like it was just chaos in that
horrible
bathroom.
People.
Yeah, I mean the vet bathroom was insane. I can't imagine what the women's room was like.
Sparkly clean.
Yeah.
Even after 6 Bud Lights?
But usually a couple.
Who's counting?
There's at least one couple in a stall at halftime of an Eagles game. That always happens.
That's what the ladies room was for.
Yeah. That's the other thing I don't understand. I will never understand the people who get it on at a sporting event. To me, it's the least romantic place on planet Earth.
What I don't know. Punts inside the 5. Yeah, that's a good time to start.
John Harbaugh going for it on 4th and 1 at his own 16. All of a sudden, I was like, wow, that just went from 6 to midnight. I got to find a bathroom. Come on, a sporting event? It's so gross there.
But you're hammered. That's the point.
Feel the pipe?
I don't know. Same thing happens in New York City on the subway. Sometimes you'll see these videos of people getting on the subway. I'm like, ugh.
That was planned. Most of them are planned. Like, we're going to go do this.
Guy's got a set on him.
I don't think you're just getting in the mood
right,
in the middle
well,
of Monday Night Football.
Go home.
Curve to the left. Wow.
Manny, how many of these do you have?
There's also a lot of illegal drug intake at Eagles games, too. It used to be that way. I don't know if it's like that anymore.
No, it's definitely not. They've cleaned things up.
Yeah, no, honestly, you should see how nice the Link is a scary place. It is heaven compared to the old stadium.
Well, think about the new Clippers arena.
He makes the vet sound like, Normandy.
Yeah. You ever read Alcatraz during
a
raid.
Medal for getting through there.
But you know, the Steve Ballmer is like the Potty Palace.
Yes.
The new place.
No, I want to go check that out.
Just for the bathroom, not for the basketball.
Oh, you think I want to see more James Harden in my life?
You're definitely not seeing Kawhi.
Yeah, good point.
Go Chargers, go!
All right, that's it We left no time. Up next. Oh, gosh, we have a lot to do here, including should one contender be very concerned? We'll get to them next. Starting back under center. Welcome back to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. A little surprise, Pearl, that Rodgers going to be starting out of the bye. Jeff Ulbrich, the new interim head coach of the Jets, said he's back in the fold.
Did he go away?
No, he didn't go away, but yeah. We had a lot of reporting in the bye week, right? So a couple different things happening with Rodgers over their bye. One, there was reported that there's a growing divide between the owner and everyone else. So Rodgers, the general manager who brought him in, the head coach who was coaching him, everyone's gone. And so there was a question about whether Rodgers is just kind of the next out the door. Then there was another report that Rodgers and owner Woody Johnson actually have a great relationship. Everything's fine. They were out to dinner. Everything's good. Then there's another report, this one from Ian Rappaport, that Rodgers has clearly compromised with his knee and ankle. You can tell he's not 100% healthy.
Yep.
But he's refusing to get scans on any of those potential injuries because he doesn't want to get put on IR because he doesn't want the team to take him out. Which is odd. I didn't know you could actually refuse that kind of thing.
So is this something that you would criticize Aaron Rodgers for or praise him for because he's a tough guy and wants to be out there?
That part of it, I don't feel any type of way. Yeah. I'm not actually thinking about Rodgers right now. I'm thinking about the organization. I think it makes sense to sit him for both reasons, whether you keep him or whether he's going to be gone. If you plan on keeping him next year, well, he's clearly not healthy. So sit him and let him rest and actually get healthy. Don't have him further potentially injure himself on a 40-year-old who's coming off an Achilles tear.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And then if I'm going to move on from him, well, your team stinks. It's time to start the tank. You need to get as high as possible for a quarterback to replace Aaron Rodgers and get off this, you know, and try to get another bite at the apple here. So to me, whether you love Rodgers, hate him, whether you think he's being awesome, whether you think he's being selfish, whatever it is, that means nothing to me. He should not be playing is my
point. Yeah, but I mean, are they a realistic tank team? Like, I think that's going to be hard. If the backup's Tyrod Taylor? I mean, with Rodgers or Tyrod Taylor, it's going to be hard to be worse than these bad teams. First of all, they're 3-8. They should probably be about 5-5. They have a lot of talent, especially compared. You look at some of the teams around them, like the Giants and the Raiders, and maybe the Jags, Titans. Like, this Jets team has a lot of good players, so it's going to be really hard to really tank. I think you might as well get the W's and have some positive culture.
Yeah, but see, again, does that then lull you into, I know EJ, big Jets fan over there, doesn't want Rodgers back, right? So you get a couple wins here. I don't think you're going to beat Seattle. Say you split with Miami, maybe. Maybe you win in Jacksonville. I don't know.
Why would you not beat Seattle? I mean, that in New York, I mean, that feels like a toss-up of a game.
Seattle's first place in their division. I don't know. I'd rather have Geno right now than Aaron Rodgers, and Geno threw a terrible pick in the end zone.
I feel like that play, that game's going to come down on the last drive, and Rodgers will probably lose it there for the Jets, but it does feel like that should at least be close.
Yeah, maybe it'll be close, but I just, again, if you're going to, like, why build any positive momentum if you're going to get rid of them anyway? Because
but your backup's going to win your games, too. Like, Tyrod Taylor is built to win games like this.
You got to do what the Giants did and go third string.
Who's their third string?
Who knows? Who cares? Oh, it's... Wasn't it the kid from Florida State?
Jordan Travis. Jordan I don't know if he got cleared yet.
He might still be not healthy.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, no, the Jets don't need to tank. I understand what you're saying, but I just generally don't think that it's going to happen here. They need, again, what we keep coming back, there's only going to be one or two quarterbacks in the top five, likely.
So who's going to play quarterback for the Jets next year then?
I do not discount Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's a big, mobile, strong quarterback who's having a great year who will be a free agent next year, Sam Darnold.
Oh, God.
Just joking. That's a joke.
EJ, can I interest you in one Tommy DeVito?
No, absolutely not.
I tried.
How about
you just want to unload him.
They're going to give me Daniel Jones.
He's a local kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good story.
Yeah, it's a great story for the New York Jets. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins? Clear out some space for Michael Penix to start in Atlanta?
To be honest, Kirk Cousins already turned the Jets down once.
It has to be a young guy.
Derek Carr?
Tommy DeVito.
Remember Derek Carr? They could have had Derek Carr. They held out for Rodgers.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they can't go back to the well on these guys. When you say young guy, you mean rookie, EJ?
It's got either a rookie or you're taking a flyer on a young guy or another team.
Like Trey Lance? I mean, that's not going to happen.
No, not Trey Lance, but Bryce Young, someone like that. It cannot be an old retread guy. It can't.
Oh, my God.
Jets are damned if they do, damned if they don't, because they have a terrible track record of drafting quarterbacks. And they haven't been able to make it work with any of the older guys they've brought in either.
I would say, is it the chicken or the egg, though? Is it that they draft the quarterback and they don't put good things around them? They don't coach them well. They don't develop them. Sam Darnold might have been okay. I just think it's tough when you go to the Jets and like they've been bad for so long. Are they that bad at picking quarterbacks?
Yeah,
they picked Chad Pennington, EJ's favorite player of all time.
And Mark Sanchez.
He was okay, right? He wasn't that bad.
Yeah. He wasn't that bad, but when all of a sudden they had to pay him a little bit more and he wasn't on the rookie deal, and then you had to make some decisions, all of a sudden Mark Sanchez couldn't elevate you in the way that you had hoped, because they literally called it the ground and pound. He was handing the ball off and their defense was number one with a bullet under Rex Ryan. I think the other Sam Darnold was not good and the team was terrible. Zach Wilson was a huge mistake.
They have a lot of pieces for next year. That's the problem. One of the problems is they have a lot of talent. They need the right guy to unlock
it. That's what we said about this year.
Right, right.
They've got a future Hall of Famer and he couldn't do it.
Right. He was hurt. So that I don't think that they have to take, they can't go pure developmental next year, like Bryce Young, for example. I think they need to try and bring in a Cousins.
Oh, I totally disagree. I think this idea that we're trying to save anything that's here, that's what got us here. Like, this team is not that good. The team was overrated when we got Aaron Rodgers. They're terrible now. Like, they have guys who are all flawed. Breece Hall, flawed. Garrett Wilson, real talented, but flawed.
What's Garrett Wilson's flaw?
He disappears for long stretches of games. He's a little small. Like,
it's coaching.
Yeah, and he also not the best body language. Like, they don't have Sauce Gardner, flawed. Like, we overrated a lot of these guys who are young and stars. You say, oh, give them a superstar, they'll be great. The quarterback? It's not that easy.
Abe is in the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, has a thought for you. Jetson Dart. You want Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart? Maybe not coming off of this game. All right, lots more to do. Don't move.